Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Unlock Hoop Show. We do this show every Monday night at 8 p.m., and we're lucky to have a great show like this, and it's great only because of these four outstanding coaches that are on the show who are not only outstanding basketball coaches but outstanding people, and as I always say, they're shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops for more information about this show and about the NWAC, because we're all NWAC on this show. But let's get rolling with our leadoff hitter each week, Jeff Reinlin, the outstanding men's basketball coach of Walla Walla Community College. Good evening, Jeff. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well, Greg. How you doing?
Doing terrific. Thanks for asking. And, Jeff, you're a week in and, what, 2 days or 1 day? I can't keep track anymore. But anyway, of practice, how you feeling about your team right now?
We're feeling pretty good. I mean, we're actually starting to figure out what we're doing a little bit. Practices are running a little smoother in terms of executing a lot of our sets and things that we want to do offensively. And, defensively, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't think you ever know how well you're doing defensively till the officials get out there and you start going live and figuring out what's a foul and what isn't. So overall, I feel pretty good.
You know, speaking of that, Jeff, everybody likes to scrimmage and everybody likes to play game and everything, but it is a different ball game, even a scrimmage, when there's actual officials that know what they're doing out there. And of course, my good friend Coach Barnes down at Cal State Bakersfield, he makes his players officiate.
Well, that's probably a good idea. You know, I always felt that if a student had to be a teacher first, they'd be a better student, so they'd see it from the other side of the desk. So maybe that works the same for officiating. I think the officials add a whole nother dimension to things. I mean, practices are, any college practice, on the men's level is pretty physical when you're going live. And so, coaches aren't really reffing the practices that closely. And so you're so busy teaching, and you're trying to teach things that aren't fouls, but I don't think you ever really get a feel until the officials get out there. So once they do, you kind of get an idea of, how well your guys are doing playing position defense and that type of thing. So,
Jeff, we all know that coaches in every sport, no matter what level, are never satisfied, and that's what makes them coaches and in many cases great coaches. Where do you like right now on October 24th, where do you like for your team to be?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, obviously every day we take the floor, we like our guys to be where we want them to be, which is playing pretty well. And I don't think you ever get perfect, but, that's what you're always striving for. And I think you just have to be patient this time of year. There's all kinds of learning curves in this thing, like we've kind of graduated from the practice, level there. We're getting better in practice every day and we're executing pretty well. And then now we're going to start scrimmages and there'll be a little bit of a fallback from that because the kids will be a little bit uptight and, like you said, there'll be officials out there. And then once you get through the scrimmages, then you start the real games. And then, once you start the real games, then you get through the league. And so there's all these levels of, your kids getting ready to play. So, right now I'm just trying to stay as patient as possible. And I like where we're at. But we'll find out here on Saturday when we put a couple scrimmages together. So.
In fairness, when you really sit down and analyze the NWAC schedule, it's condensed, it goes quick, and it's not a, the preparation time going into the non-league to league might seem like a lot, but you got to get a lot done in a short time in the NWAC.
I agree. I mean, once you start the games, the season kind of flies by, and you know, you play all of our NWAC teams. You know, we play a ton of games in December, and they just one right after another, it seems, and pretty much, you know, you have a couple games in November, but you know, pretty much most of your non-league schedule is in the month of December, and then you get to January and you're right into league play and you blink your eye and the first round is over and you know it just goes so fast. I agree. So you know, with the NWAC tournament a little bit different this year for those teams that make it that far, it'll be a little more of an extended season, but overall it goes pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does. And my final question tonight, Jeff, free throw shooting, so critical. I always like talking about it because I'm kind of fascinated by it, why it isn't better. How do you handle working on free throws?
Well, I think you have to work on it every day. You know, I think in one of our segments I mentioned that, you know, we try to shoot the basketball at least a half an hour a day. And I think you have to fit free throw shooting into that to where you're shooting free throws every day. Also, you have to add the element of pressure. So there has to be some kind of pressure. Something has to be on the line, whether it's a running drill or whatever it might be. And then the other thing you have to do with free throw shooting is you have to shoot free throws when you're tired, because, you know, that's the biggest problem with shooting free throws in a game. You know, a lot of people can go out on the court and shoot free throws, you know, without breathing hard and that type of thing. But, you know, when you've been sprinting up and down the court, and then all of a sudden you get fouled and you got to go to the free throw line and you're out of breath and you're tired, that's a whole nother, that adds a whole nother element to free throw shooting. So I think that's probably the biggest factor is, you know, your kids have to be tired when they're shooting the free throws, because that's kind of how it is in a game to a certain extent.
Great start tonight for usual, Jeff. It's a pleasure to know you. Thanks for getting us off to a great start, and we'll see you very soon, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
I'm looking forward to it, Greg. And again, like always, thanks for putting us out there. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for being a big part of it. And now let's stay in the state of Washington, and let's go over to the beautiful city of Olympia. It kills me to talk about the state of Washington, but I got to do it. No, not really. Aaron Landon, how are you? Aaron, I'm a native Portlander. I can't stand the Seattle teams. I gotta say that, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I guess so, except I know that you got family that comes from Raymond, which is maybe 45 minutes away at the most, so you know, I think you got some roots here in Washington, and you ought to come up and visit.
Yes, I do. My mother's from Raymond, and my dad is from Valley. So, great people. I was so blessed to have great parents, and man, I think about them all the time, all the time. Aaron, how are you guys doing this year at South Puget Sound? And I know you're coming down to the better of the two states this weekend for a little scrimmage action.
Yeah, we are. We're really excited about it, and we're kind of treating this week like it's a game week in terms of preparation, except, you know, they're non-counting games. So Saturday we'll take off and head down to Eugene and go play against Lane and against Southwestern Oregon. So two well-coached teams from the South region. And we'll stay the night down in Oregon and do some team bonding stuff, use it as kind of a retreat time. And then on Sunday, we'll get up and eat some breakfast and then head on over to Oregon City and play against Clackamas, who's always good and well, you know, coached every single year. I'm sure that it'll be good for us to play against a high level of competition, regardless of the outcome this weekend.
Yeah, I'm a driver and a wedge away from where you're going to be playing Sunday, so I will be there definitely. I look forward to that. How you feeling about your team right now, Aaron? And obviously, it's going to be great to play against somebody, even in a scrimmage.
Yeah, we really need it. I was telling my guys, you know, we've had so many days of practice now, and they pushed up the start date, so we've been practicing until September, and, you know, we've got these days where I'm like, man, we look awful, you know. And I've got days where we're like looking pretty good out there, and yeah, it's probably somewhere right in the middle. But it's just so hard to grade against your own team every single day because you don't know how those guys are going to look under the light. So I know one thing, and that's that, you know, historically Clackamas is one of the best teams in the NWAC, and, you know, Lane and Southwestern Oregon are both, you know, postseason teams. So, you know, as long as we're competing with those teams and playing tough and playing hard, that'll make me feel a little bit better. And so I'm just excited to go play some good teams this weekend.
Yeah, very good. And how about the question about the free throws? I'm going to ask everybody tonight. How do you like to prep for a free throw situation, Aaron? It's such a huge part of the game.
Yeah, yeah, we do a lot of shooting. We've got a guy named Josh Wilson who comes in, and he's specifically a shooting coach for us. So, you know, he gets a lot of reps with the guys. The only thing that we really like to do in practice with free throws is we shoot pressure free throws at the end of practice sometimes, where a guy's up on the line in front of the whole team shooting a one-and-one. If he misses the front end of the one-and-one, they got to run four lengths of the floor. If he misses the back end, they got to run down and back. And if he makes both of them, then nobody has to run. So because, you know, they're betting something, we just want to put something on the line so that guys are feeling some pressure. And that's how it feels in the game, different type of pressure. But, you know, just try to simulate it a little bit.
Aaron, I talked to Jeff about this, and the NWAC schedule, you know, compared to a lot of other college basketball, it's condensed. And even though, as you said, everybody's been practicing a little bit more, you know, when you get to game time and then you jump right into the league, it's a short season.
Yeah, it goes by so fast. And, you know, the wear and tear, I think, is one thing that guys underlook. And so we've tried to condition really hard and just prepare our guys for it in terms of the turnaround. I mean, we play in three tournaments, and, you know, we opening weekend, we play back-to-back. So, you know, you're preparing for the season, but you're also preparing your guys to play those back-to-back days where, you know, the game's over and immediately you're talking about playing another game within 24 hours. So, you know, a lot of games in a short amount of time, but that's part of what makes it so exciting. So we're just excited to get going here.
Yeah, and I think you never want to use fatigue as an excuse, but, you know, it's something that's not talked about, you know, enough in general in the business community and professions and sports. Overcoming fatigue is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with us, it's been almost comforting to hear Coach Eggers talk about how small his team is. You know, my team's built the same way. We're small, and so, you know, fatigue just can't be a factor for us, plain and simple. You know, because if we're small and fatigued, we'll be in trouble. So for us, you know, we have to get these bigger teams out on the floor and wear them down. So, yeah, fatigue is something that we really have to avoid just because of the nature of how we're built physically this year and playing a lot of guards. And so we need that speed, and we need fatigue to be a factor for our opponent more than it is for us if we're going to have a chance to be good.
All right, very good, Aaron. We will talk to you very soon again, and we'll see you on Sunday, definitely. And I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you too, and looking forward to hearing these other coaches talk tonight. Thanks for having us on, Greg.
You betcha. And let me get this. Oh boy, let me get here to Coach Eggers. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty here, Coach Eggers. I know you might be listening. Hang on there. I'm trying to figure this out, how to get back here, and I apologize to our listeners. Boy, that's all of a sudden I lost the screen here on this. I might as well get real technical with everybody. And the screen just went blank, and I have no idea why. I'm going to try one more thing here and see if I can get back here. And, yes, I think I'm back here, but I might have lost Coach Eggers there. Let me see here. Yes, I know I'm stumble bumming around here, but hopefully I can get back to where we need to be here. Oh, boy. The hazards of radio sometime. I've been in it a long time, and let me see here. I think I've got it now. Just a moment here. I apologize, but there we go. There we go. And, Coach Eggers, I apologize to you, but I lost the screen here. And there's sometimes you have technical difficulties, just like a basketball play is not run correct. But we have Jeremy Eggers, the head men's coach at Bellevue College, on the line. Very successful coach there and in a great city, great school. Good evening.
Good evening, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. I apologize for the little mishap there, but how's your team coming along? You've had a few days to have your full practices. How are you feeling about your ball club right now?
You know, I still really like them. We started last Monday with official practice and kind of got thrown to the wolves. We actually went and scrimmaged SPU this past Saturday at a closed scrimmage because of the NCAA Division II rules, and took a little thumping, but I think it was a great learning experience for our guys, and I think we got a lot of really good stuff out of it.
That's quite a challenge to scrimmage a Division II team, but like you said, you get a lot out of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, but I thought we did some really good things. Ball didn't go in the basket for us. We didn't shoot it real well, but I thought we did a lot of good things, and we got good film to show our guys some important little things that we got to work on to shore up our, you know, specifically on the defensive end.
You've been around this great game of basketball a long time and at a successful level. Is there one particular thing, Coach Eggers, that always just kind of is behind this time of year?
I think it's the legs, you know, both defensively and offensively, you know, conditioning, regardless of how much time you spend running lines or whatever, you know, each program does conditioning-wise, until you get into actual playing someone else and how hard you actually got to play. And, you know, you can talk about it forever during practice, but until you actually do it and see what it's really like, there's no way to really simulate it in practice. So it was good for us to go early, get a scrimmage in early. Now we've got a couple weeks to shore some things up and work on some things before our jamboree, but I just think it's the legs and even the mental side of it. Just, okay, you really got to play this hard to be successful. So
my inspiration comes from Coach Hironaka at Portland State, who has run since 1989, run 5 miles every day and not missed a day. He runs in the airport sometimes. I run as well, and that fatigue factor, no matter what sport you're in, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of finishing a run or finishing a basketball game, you really got to reach down deeply.
There's no doubt about it, and that's why, you know, I'm real big on game speed stuff in practice, so that, you know, my ultimate goal as a coach is to make games easier than our practices, so that, you know, they understand why at the end of a game that we go so hard in practice and digging down deep in practice every day and pushing them to give more and get better every day is a key for our program.
They first started on the Division I level of keeping track of free throw percentages in 1963. That percentage nationally, at least Division I, has never hit 70%. It seems kind of amazing that it's never done that. How do you handle preparing free throws in practice? So critical in the games.
You know, we try to get our guys, again, to when they shoot free throws, you know, we start every practice every day shooting free throws for 5 minutes before we even stretch, and then we go in and do some group work and for about 20 to 25 minutes hard in, you know, break down group stations, and then we go right back to the free throw line, and they got, you know, we put time on the clock and they got to shoot a certain amount as a team in a row. They don't make it, you know, we're doing push-ups, and then we like to do another set of free throw drills somewhere in the middle of practice, and then there's a number of times we'll end practice with team free throws, kind of like Of course, Landon said that, you know, there's something on the line. They missed. You know, the team's got to run. If they make it, we move to the next shooter. And we call them team free throws where everybody's eventually got to make a free throw. You know, just, again, got to get the reps in. Got to do it when you're tired. So they're important. They're very important. But all you can do is continue to put them in situations that are games-like situations to have them understand, you know, how tough they are to shoot when you're tired and you got tired legs and you're mentally tired. And like Coach Ryland said, you know, a guy gets fouled and he's out of breath and got to gather himself, got to simulate that in practice.
My final question for you tonight, and great info per usual from you. Do you guys do a lot of film work?
You know, we do. We have a great, you know, I'm really happy with the software we have for the league, the crossover software where the players all have access to it after we upload the film. They can watch it on their own. We have a DVD of every game in our team room with a DVD player and a TV that they can watch in the team room. We coaches probably do more film work ourselves than actually with the team. Just because we want our guys. I'm real big on, you know, worrying about what we do, not so much the other team. But as a staff, we like to have tendencies, situational things that we, you know, can revert to, you know, revert back to during game situations that we saw on film and practice those things leading up to our opponent each week.
We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Thanks for being patient, getting you on tonight, and always look forward to speaking with you.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks a lot for doing this for the NWAC.
You betcha. That's Coach Jeremy Eggers from Bellevue College in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Now let's get down to the beautiful state, the much more beautiful state of Oregon. I like to have fun for people that don't know me out there listening. That's what makes life precious. Right, Cliff Wagner at Clackamas Community College in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon.
Yeah, actually, I think you got that right. This is definitely God's country down here. It is gorgeous country.
There is no question about it. And you've had some gorgeous basketball in your 41 years. And Cliff, one of my coworkers at the hospital where I work, Adventist Medical Center, wanted me to ask you tonight, how would you sum up all your 41 years of coaching basketball? What has it meant to you?
Wow.
That's a great question.
A broad question. You know, it's meant a lot of relationships. It's meant a lot of opportunity to work with young people, see them grow, help them make good decisions, help them get from point A to point B. You know, like all the other NWAC coaches, we bring in kids, you know, right out of high school, and they're thrust into this adult world of, you know, apartments and living on their own and managing your own business and stuff. So being a part of that deal in junior college the last 25 years has been fabulous. And I was fortunate enough to be a high school coach for 17 years. And that's really a great experience to being so involved with the high school student body and your athletes and being able to take kids in that scenario and work with them. There were kids I worked with 8 years in a row, you know, from fourth grade to senior in high school. And so that's a lot of fun too. Mainly it's been just a joyous experience working with a lot of great coaches, great kids, and being able to do it through the vehicle of basketball, which has always been my favorite game in the world, and especially college basketball. So I feel lucky at this point in my career to be able to be doing what I've been doing at Clackamas Community College all these years.
Cliff, I can say you're a very humble person. I think it's due to your outstanding coaching. But your teams, for the most part, and I study them very closely, they finish really strong. They're fatigued. They've been high scoring up and down. But where does that come from?
Well, it's conditioning, and it's mental and physical conditioning, and I think the mental is more important than the physical, actually. But as much as you as a coach, I think, can do to put them in tough situations and get them really tired and challenge them physically and then make them perform at peak efficiency under those kind of conditions, I think you can develop that kind of mental and physical toughness. But, you know, you have to have a group of kids that's willing to work hard enough and push themselves hard enough to get to that point, too. And We sort of have a couple practices where we've spent a lot of time discussing that about how hard we want to run and what kind of shape we want to get in. So I'm hopeful that we kind of at least making progress, but I really agree with some of the things that other coaches said earlier in the program, that it's really at that point of the year that you really need to scrimmage somebody. And, you know, I think about that with what Jeremy said about getting a scrimmage in, and we really need to do that right now. So I'm really looking forward to Aaron bringing his kids up next weekend and just being able to get on the floor against somebody else. And at some point you need that to adequately measure and evaluate and go forward at this point in the season. And we're at that point.
And, of course, that's going to be at 2 o'clock at Randall Hall on the Clackamas Community College campus. As I always say, if you can't find Clackamas Community College, don't go. And plenty of free parking, by the way. Cliff, how about the free throw situation? I know that over the years, maybe you've had a little anxiety over it, a little agonizing, but such a critical part of the game of basketball.
Well, it certainly is, and, you know, you want your team to be better free throw shooters, so you do all those kind of things, all those kind of drills, pressure free throws. You shoot a lot of free throws. You shoot a lot of them in situations. You try and address it every day because in every close ball game you ever play in your life, free throws are going to be a very important factor down the stretch. So we do a lot of that, do a lot of things the other coaches were saying. One other thing we do that I picked up at the Final Four a few years ago is I watched all four teams practice for an hour. They have open practices during the Final Four, and every team that came in shot rapid-fire free throws, where kids would go to the free throw line and just, like, catch it, load it, shoot it, catch it, and just rep it. And so we've sort of added that, too. Does it help? I don't know. We've led the NWAC in free throw shooting several times since I've been coaching, and we've also been really bad at free throw shooting. We weren't very darn good last year. So a lot of the times it's also a function of, you know, the team that you have and what kind of natural shooters they are, and also a function of who gets fouled in games sometimes as well.
Great job tonight, Cliff. We'll see you on Sunday, 2 o'clock, South Puget Sound, for a neat little scrimmage. And we'll talk to you on Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. Thanks for being a great part of this program and kind of putting it together and kind of driving the bus here with all the great NWAC shows.
Well, thanks for that, and thanks to all the coaches, and best of luck to everybody. The season is finally upon us, so let's get off to a good start.
Absolutely. Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, thanks for listening, and we'll see you at a game this week. Definitely, everybody, get out and watch basketball, and don't forget to make your free throws.